The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 45th message in this series of 52 messages I'm bringing on what the Bible teaches. You know, a person who's been out as long as I have learns sometimes more from people than does from books. So many things in my life I have run into and learned them before I saw them in any book. And I'm ashamed to tell you this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a little confession. Sometimes I've run into something that looked mighty good, some truth, something I'd hear, some philosophical statement or some ethical statement. And by the way, let me remind you that the philosophy of the Bible and the ethics of the Bible and even the numbers in the Bible and all of those things are just as much inspired as the doctrines of the Bible. It's not an accident. But sometimes I'd run into something and it would seem to me to be right. And then I would go and check it with the Bible. Now, if I can't check a thing with the Bible and if the Bible isn't in line with it, I know it's wrong. It's always right if it's in line with the Bible. And anything in life that's out of line with the Bible is never right. You can just follow that through. The Bible is right. The Bible is the Word of God. This Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Not one jot, not one tittle shall pass away. Even the words themselves in the original language were chosen by the Holy Spirit. A man who does not believe in the verbal inspiration of the Bible cannot believe in the real inspiration of the Bible. It doesn't stand to even common everyday reasoning to think that God would give us just a message with a thought inspired. God Almighty protects the thoughts of the Bible with the right word in the original language. Now, in some translations, the word might be wrong, but you take the King James translation, and you take the American Revised, and you can read those and know that they're right. They're practically right on all great fundamental things. There may be a word today that didn't mean exactly when it was written what it means now. For instance, the old Anglo-Saxon word. I studied Anglo-Saxon when I was in college. And the words there now that a man said, some of them now, it would not be exactly what the same word means today. But that's all clear. You need to be afraid of the Bible. Stick to your King James Bible. Go ahead and read it. You need to worry about it. It's all right. It'll take you through. You get there, there's nothing there that to bother you. All right, now I'm running into all sorts of things about the Word of God. You know, there isn't a thing in the world, isn't a problem on earth that you can't find a solution for in the Bible. Somebody comes to me sometimes, and I'm away, and somebody says, he was a well-to-do man one time, and he must not be living right. He's not making any money now. He's lost his money. And then sometimes I meet a man, they say, that man's made a lot of money, and he must be a good man. He sure has prospered. Now, let me tell you something. You can be mistaken about what you see. It's not always God's will to give men prosperity. Now, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But you've got to keep that in line with other words in the Bible. Now, what has God promised? He's promised just one thing. My God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, that's clear. My God shall supply all your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, God knows it's not for the good of some people to have too much money. I know a great many folks that have never prospered much, say they've been better people. Wait a minute. What does the Bible say? He that would be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, and of many hurtful and harmful lusts that drown the souls of men in perdition. I suppose the average man wants to be prosperous. I suppose it's sort of human nature that he wants security, he calls it. Well, the only security you have in this world is the promise of God. This world can't give you security. And the only security you get is from God Almighty. And the only person that has security, real security, is a born-again Christian. There's one promise that God will not let fail. He'll not let any of his promises fail. He keeps his promises. God gives us security. A man that wants more than his needs supplied is rather selfish in a human way. You know, so many people say to me, well, I like to have what I need when I get old. I'd like to have a comfortable bed and all that sort of thing. Enough money to take care of the necessities of life. Well, now that's all right. But if you are a surrendered Christian, it'll do the will of God and live like you ought to live and be as economical as you ought to be. You can depend on God. Now, that's one thing sure. But now, I don't like the idea of some people going through this world and throwing money away and acting the fool about business and then turning around saying, God told me to do it. The God I serve has good sense. The God that I worship is an intelligent, infinitely intelligent person. And I'm tired and sick of seeing people put things off on God and say, you know, Lord led me to do so-and-so when he didn't do it, see. They just did it because he didn't have any better sense and thought he was leading them. I believe in being sensible and practical. I believe it's every Christian's business in this world to do the best he can to protect himself and his family and to get as much security as humanly possible for him to have. But wait a minute. No man can make himself secure. You can't make yourself secure because you may have sickness that you know nothing about. You may have a job that you will not be able to hold. You may become a bedridden invalid and you may have accidents in your home. You can't make yourself secure, but God Almighty can. Now, there's one promise of God that's absolutely a security promise. My God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, that's assured. Now, you may think you need something that you don't need. You may want to be rich. And if you were rich, you might go to the devil and your children might go with you. And if you didn't go to the devil, they might go to the devil. I've known men and women to live good Christian lives and have family altars to live, had prosperity. And when that time came, what happened to them? Well, they got in all sorts of trouble. Children got to running along, living fast lives. And then they got in society, and then sorrows and troubles came. I remember one woman looked at me one time. I'll never forget as long as I live. She said, we've prospered and all that. And then she sobbed and tears ran down her face, said, I wish we were poor again. Oh, to be poor, to be back there where we used to be. And a simple little cottage when my husband worked hard. And if we hadn't had prosperity, it would have been a different life. And all this trouble's come on us. All right? Now, God Almighty didn't promise us that. He that would be rich falls into temptation and snare, and the hurtful and harmful lust. Not he that is rich. He that would be rich. The man that makes up his mind that he's going to be rich in this world and that it's worthwhile to be rich and that money is the most profitable thing in the world and he goes at life like that, you just watch that man. He that would be rich falls into temptation, snare, and hurtful and harmful lust. Now listen, I've been leading up to this point. People come by Bob Jones University and look at this plant here. God's been good to us. God has sent us money through friends and he still sends us money through friends. And he's helped us in a good business way. We've been practically building a school. And people come by you and say, Lord, sure has been good to you, hasn't he? Yes, he has. He's given you this wonderful plant. Yes, all these beautiful buildings, this wonderful campus, and all these things, yes. But wait a minute. God gave us what we needed to do what he wanted us to do. Now, let's understand that. God gave Bob Jones University a show window to display certain goods he wanted displayed. You know, there's an idea abroad in this country that old-time religion is, as I've said before, is a greasy nose and dirty fingernails and baggy past and a voice out of the past and that your rank fundamentalists or your ultra-fundamentalists and they try to kick old-time Bible-believing Christians around. There's an idea abroad that if you're not sort of liberal in religion, you can't have culture and you've got to go along and check the Bible and tell them what you think about it. And you don't believe this and you don't believe that and decide what is God's Word and what isn't. Well, now that's a lie. It always has been a lie. Now, God wanted Bob Jones University to demonstrate in this day of unrest and uncertainty, in this day of religious liberalism, when religious liberalism coming to the churches and to the schools and when this religious liberalism and do-as-you-please philosophy is wrecking youth and bringing on juvenile delinquency and all that kind of thing and bringing up the homes of America, God wanted Bob Jones University to have a show window to put certain goods in. Yes, we give music, speech, art, our additional cause. Now, it isn't always God's will to give a Christian institution the kind of plant he gave Bob Jones University. It's not always God's will. There are many of God's faithful people who don't have such a plan, but they don't need the plan to do especially the type work that God called this school to do. Now, what will God do? My God shall supply all your needs. He gives you what you want to do what he wants you to do if you're a Christian and a surrendered Christian and won't do his will. Now, that's what God does. That's the way God operates. Listen, did you know sometimes people go to bed sick and wonder why? You know, a woman said to me one time, she'd been in bed for years and years, and she said, God put me in bed here and made me sick because he wanted me to be a good witness when I was in pain and wanted me to have more time to pray. I wasn't praying as much as I should, see? Yes, all things work together for good to them that love God. A fever, a chill, a cough, a cold, or anything. Now, don't go put yourself in the way of diseases, and don't try to run around and be reckless and say, God will take care of me. Don't act the fool. Some people do that, you know, and get in trouble and then blame God for it. God expects you to use your eyes. He expects you to use your ears. He expects you to use what little brain you have. He expects you to be a practical person. He expects you to have good common sense. He expects all of that of you. He expects you to be diligent in business. You know, some people just want to say, sit down and ask God to send them something. They'll bring it himself, you see. They're not willing to work, and they're not in the will of God. They're just going around talking. But if you check your life by the Word of God and live by the Word of God and do what God says for you to do and believe what God says believe and live like God says for you to live, you'll find that God Almighty will supply your needs. Now, that's a promise of God, and if you're in bed, maybe best thing happened to you. Pretty bad to be there, isn't it? All right. If God wants you up and you're going to be faithful to him, maybe he'll bring you out of that bed to demonstrate he can bring a Christian out of bed when he's sick. Now, you can get what you need according to the Bible, and you will get what you need according to the Bible if you're true to God. My God shall supply all your needs, not some of them, all your needs. You may need something you don't think you need. Or there may be something that you want that you don't need. But my God is about all your needs. God takes care of his children. He never let them down. He never will let them down. You are precious in his eyes if you're his child. And sometimes he may child train you. And sometimes you may have a hard time because you need to have a hard time. And sometimes when it gets a little too hard, God may lift up the load a little and send you something you need. But he's got you under his protecting care, according to the Bible. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Our Father, help us to look into the Bible and find what it says and live like it says and to be good, faithful Christians, true to the Lord Jesus Christ. In all things we pray in his precious name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.